Let's get to our series here, and up first today is going to be Republican candidate Steve Daines, as I mentioned, a fifth-generation Montanan and a lifelong sportsman as well, voted to the House of Representatives in 2012, and then 2 years later to the U.S. Senate, well-known as a former member of Right Now Technologies, which is a small business, was founded and headquartered in Bozeman and eventually employed about 1,000 people. And so today's question is, first off, for Republican Steve Daines, because of bipartisan investment in cancer research, there have been remarkable advances in cancer prevention, early detection, treatment, and care. A record number of Americans are surviving cancer today, but cuts in funding could threaten that progress. Will you vote for annual increases in cancer research funding for the National Institutes of Health and the National Cancer Institute?
Well, the answer is yes. My background was in the sciences. I'm a chemical engineer by degree from Montana State University. I believe in research and the important role it plays to getting these breakthroughs in treatments that will bring actually cures for cancer. And I'm a member of the Appropriation Committee in the U.S. Senate. So increasing the funding for the NIH is a high priority for me every year. In fact, I've requested additional funding for NIH during each appropriations process above of what was already allocated while I've been in Congress. So I have a strong appreciation, it probably goes back to my science training, for the work being done and conducted by the NIH and the National Cancer Institute. I'll continue advocating for increased funding to enhance cancer research. We must see more breakthroughs as it relates to treatment of cancer.
That is Montana Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, Steve Daines. Here, the Voices of Montana. Our election coverage is brought to you in part by Cancer Votes, a project of the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. Now to the Democrat in the race, and that's two-term governor of Montana, Steve Bullock, another native Montanan, and he was born and raised in Helena, Montana, and graduated from Helena High School in 1984. Previously worked as Montana's Attorney General from 2009 to 2013 before being elected to the governor's office. And so, Governor Bullock, because of bipartisan investment in cancer research, there have been remarkable advances in cancer prevention, early detection, treatment, and care. A record number of Americans are surviving cancer today, but cuts in funding could threaten that progress. Will you vote for annual increases in cancer research funding for the National Institutes of Health and the National Cancer Institute?
Setting a budget is about determining what our priorities are. As a nation with a history of leading the way on medical breakthroughs, it should absolutely be our priority to find better treatments for cancer, and ultimately a cure. The National Institutes of Health have been good stewards of taxpayer dollars, which is evident in the remarkable breakthroughs we've seen in recent years in cancer treatment. It wasn't all that long ago that a cancer diagnosis felt like a death sentence. And as someone who's felt the impact of cancer in my own family, I know how terrifying that diagnosis can be. But the advancements made by cancer research are giving hope to families across Montana and throughout our country. As Montana Senator, I will join my colleagues on both sides of the aisle in supporting additional funding for cancer research so we can keep pushing forward in the fight against cancer. I'll also work to make sure that the treatments that result from investments in cancer research are affordable for everyone by finally tackling the enormous cost of prescription drugs. When these treatment breakthroughs come with a price tag of tens of thousands of dollars, many Montanans are going to be priced out of the treatment that their tax dollars help pay for. And that's just wrong.
That is Democratic candidate for Senate Steve Bullock here on this cancer series. Again, coverage is brought to you in part by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. Cancer Montana Cancer Votes is the site to visit. Tomorrow, let's take a break, and then Friday, it'll be rural health care and health equity for American Indians on this series. So we'll appreciate that. Want to remind you, as I mentioned, ballots are in the mail. They should be arriving in a couple of days here, I think October 9th. Fill it out. If you have any questions, sosmt.gov. There's also drop boxes available around the state. And so contact your local county clerk and recorder's office. And they have to be staffed by at least two election office employees. So keep that in mind as well. protect that ballot. We're back here with more. Mark Hayden will join us next from the Missoula Electric Cooperative on Voices of Montana.